Blackstone Audio presents The Last Cavalier, being the adventures of Count Saint-Amin in the Age of Napoleon, by Alexandre Dumas. A note from the editor. Trumpeting the words, "An unpublished work by Dumas has just been found," is not the same thing as firing a cannon. The great Alexandre, the most profligate spendthrift of his time, both with his creative energy and his money, had too many earthly needs to satisfy, not to furnish at the slightest opportunity, whatever text publishers might ask for, because they knew he was so willing. He wrote travel sketches, literary reflections, lectures, humorous essays on all sorts of topics, and recipes. Such pieces, often insignificant and printed in the columns of 100 newspapers, were not always gathered together in book form, far from it. But we're still finding some of them even today, and many of them have not yet been located. But to proclaim the words, "One of Dumas' great unpublished novels has just been discovered, and we had no idea that it even existed," that is not simply lighting the powder to fire a cannon. It risks triggering a literary earthquake. A few years ago, had those words been whispered to anyone who loved Dumas and knew anything about his work, that person would have smiled and said, "That is impossible," and he would not have failed to support his opinion by asserting that even if we have not found the original versions of all the novels and tales that the writer first published in serial form in the contemporary press, surely all of his important narratives have been published in book form, thus escaping oblivion. Dumas needed money too badly not to take such precautions, for publishing his serialized novels as books allowed him to ensure that his work would last for centuries, and also guaranteed that he would quickly...